Hi, Rodolfo. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good.
Oh, I'm glad to hear it. I was actually following up. We have a small invoice for $79 for your Google Guaranteed lead, and we're having trouble processing it. So I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But because, in Google, I don't know what is that one. How many checks for every lead?
It looks like it's about $24, and this is an invoice for three leads that you took in December, it says. So, or $26
in December. I don't have a Google Flash for like.
Let me see. There's a note in here that says, in addition to last month, applied the following to most recent Oh, okay. So this was for last month, but he applied it to the December invoice. So it's $26.
I never get that company.
What company?
The Google Plus.
Local Splash?
Local Splash. I never get that.
We do your Google Guaranteed Leads, the ones where you had to pass the background check?
Uh-huh. I never get it any leads from there.
I don't know when that happens because I got here. Hold on, let me see. You did a schedule for someone in Fairfield, and you scheduled it for April 7th. They called you on April 6th. Let me see if they give the address so it'll ring. I'm listening to the call on the dashboard, but it says you were charged for this lead, but you're scheduling, let's see. They're asking if they can take a picture rather than have you out. Let's see. Okay, so they texted you some pictures of the trees. And then let's hear the one before that. I heard on this next one that it was something about you had to take them to the dump, but I didn't hear the full gist of the call, but it sounds like you're scheduling something with them. There's a six-minute call from March 16th. Let's see what they say. So the one in March was a $1,500 bid that you went out on. That's the phone number of 707-704-9342. That was the six-minute call. So I think it was for those three leads that you were charged for, because it says in December there was a lead that came through, but you weren't charged for it. It said it wasn't a valid lead, so you weren't charged for the one in December. But the one on March 16th was the $1,500 job. The one on March 25th was a bid. And the one on April 6th was the one where they sent you pictures of the work to get a quote.
So, and how much for everything?
It's $79.
$26. $26. That one
no,
with no problem, but like I say, in okay. the Yeah, with the 70-something, it's fine. But like I say, if it is like more...
No, it's not like 700. No, it's just $26 per lead. And that's why I was saying they put the leads on pause, because there was this little invoice that we were having trouble with. Just to let you know, Rodolfo, I think we have an old credit card, because this one ends in 1065. And it's saying that the account is closed. So I think maybe you have a new card or something.
Maybe, yeah, because they, that one I think we just canceled, because like, I changed the person in the office, so I switched for another one, and I had to cancel his card, her card too.
Yeah. No wonder. Okay, well, no problem. I can get you up to speed and take the $79 and then turn the leads back on. The new card still under the same billing address on hallway?
Yeah, the same company, but like I said, only it's gonna be it's gonna be a little bit harder to give you the numbers. Jesus Christ, how we can do it?
It's hard. Are you driving or something, or do you not have?
Yeah,
the
because
card
I'm
on
driving.
You?
No, because I'm driving.
Oh, you're driving. Okay.
Yeah.
So. Do you want me to wait for a minute so you could pull over somewhere safe and we can go over it?
Like only the thing is like long drive. I'm very late for the. Let me see if I can. Hold on, give me a second.
Of course, no problem.
Okay, I'll have the card number.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that way we can get it done right now. Okay, go ahead.
It's 4259 0720.
Got it.
6019.
5050 or 60?
No, 660.
6019, got it.
And 5897.
5897. Expiration?
Just give me a second. The expiration is 1129.
1129. And the code?
It's 55558.
558. Okay. Now, do you have the Local Splash app on your phone or not? Because if you don't, I would recommend that you download it so that next time you get a lead, you'll know that it's coming
from
Local
Splash. Exactly. I'm going to just tell my, you don't mind if you can, because this is my cell phone. If you don't mind, text me the link.
Yes.
And I can just tell my son they can load it, the app, so that way I can see the phone calls from you guys.
Yes, okay. So I'm going to send you the login to your... Yeah, you can listen to the calls and everything, which is nice. And then if you put it on the app, if somebody texts you a picture, then you can respond to it through the app too. So it's pretty cool. So I'll send you that login to the cell phones, and you can go into the Android store or the iPhone store and just search Local Splash, and then you'll find the app. And then you would log in with your username and password that I'm texting you in this email, in your login credentials. Okay?
Perfect.
Okay, so I got the green light on the payment. One thing, Rodolfo, the password is blank, which means at some point you must have reset it or someone in your office has reset it. Do you want me to put a temporary password on here so that you can get in, or do you want to try to log in with the one that you think it may be?
No, you can just, I think you just put it as temporary.
Okay, you got it. I'm going to reset it to a temporary password, and then I'll send you the email. So once you log in, you can change the password to whatever you like, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a good day.
You're right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.